We've been talking about road rage this morning. Earlier, we heard the story of one woman who doesn't want to be named, who was attacked earlier this month after overtaking someone on a dual carriageway in Ilkeston.
So I got out of the car. I didn't say a word, just opened the car door. I stepped there, but he got out as he saw me getting out, and he came running to me, and he used the inside of the palm of his hands, and he just pushed me onto the chest and knocked me clean off my feet. And it was the car door and the sill of my car that stopped me falling and banging my head. After he'd done it, I got myself up, and the woman who was with him, I just said to her, "You've just stood and watched what he's done and you haven't said anything to him." And all she said to me, which I still can't believe what she said, "Well, you shouldn't have overtaken him."
So is this something that's common in Derbyshire and East Staffordshire? Well, this morning I've been speaking to PC Andy McAllister from Derbyshire Police. He's been dealing with that incident in Ilkeston, though at first he said the lady was reluctant to report it.
It was the lady who was assaulted. It was family and friends that she'd gone to see after the incident, because she was obviously very shook up, and they said to her, sensibly, "You really need to report this to police." So an incident was reported to us, and I went to see her about it.
How unusual is this incident?
Very unusual. I've not really dealt with anything like that before. Someone just in... Obviously, you see a lot of road rage incidents, but I've never come across someone getting out the car and pushing someone to the floor.
Yeah, what was it about the nature of this incident which was particularly shocking for you?
Just the fact that it was an elderly lady. She was only probably just under 5 foot tall, in her 60s. And all she'd done was overtaken another car. And when she pulled up to let the chap past and he got out, she was just thinking, just wanted to speak and see what the situation was. And he just came straight up to her and grabbed her by the clothing at the top of the chest and forcibly pushed her to the floor.
Is there much you can do in an incident like this? Is it very much one person's word against the other?
Well, we obviously take some details of the person who's reported it, and then try and find out who the offender is, and main thing as well, to try and find out if there's any witnesses, which is what we're trying to do.
And Ilkeston, obviously a small place. The lady's saying that she's quite concerned that this potentially could happen again. So how important is it for you to try and find the two people?
Very important. We want to find out who it is so that he can understand the what he's done, how it's affected her. And also just to try and prevent things happening again.